So I want to be choizel on the Iker Yesoides to try we spoke out that the Isur Amir Le'akum not allowed to tell a goy to do a melacha for you on Shabbos like in the Shavua brings down Reish Nun Gimel Sifkot Nesadik Dalet Shimon Shin Zayin and even in a melacha berabonon what we call Shavus the Shavus you're not allowed to tell a goy to do. בדרך רמז, שלא בדרך ציווי, למשל, I can't read because it's not enough light, I can't fall asleep because it's light, I can't see in the house. It's called רמז, שלא בדרך ציווי, you're allowed to. But you can't say, please do with me a favor, I can't sleep. Please do with me a favor, I can't see. Because this is called רמז בדרך ציווי. There's a vikuach in between the Shmir Shabbos, Lomoshel, the Ochel Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos holds you allowed to tell a guy, please do a favor, come to my house. When he comes to the house, you tell him, I can't sleep. And the Ochel Shabbos says, you can't say, please come to my house. You have to come to the guy, and my house is dark. Doesn't have to say again, my house is dark. But to say, please come to my house, says Be'etzem, a tzivui, and what later you tell them, please put on the light. Really, last week we said that the Shulzaman, everyone does it, he never knew why you're allowed to tell a guy, please come to my house. The reason to say the heter is because when he comes to the house, he doesn't understand. That is clear that even lefil the Shmir Shabbos, you allow to tell the goy, please come to my house. But if the matzah is, please come to my house, and when he comes to the house, you don't have to talk anymore. So you're not allowed. Moshe, he said, please come to my house. He comes to the house, it's pitch dark. So this is called that you told him, please put on the light. This is called Remez Bedarich. So this is the first halacha, Isur Amir Le'akum, Remez Sheloi Bederech Tzivui, Yolalto. So in every case, and we'll try to go over the cases, halacha Lemaise, we have to measure if it's Remez Bederech Tzivui, Remez Sheloi Bederech Tzivui. We paskin Simen Reisha in Vov, that is Osur Afilu Ledvar Mitzvah. Shas Adchak, B'moikum Tzorech Godl, Tzorech Rabin, we are so mechanet sometimes. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Vav, Seif Beis. Amir Le'akum, Yesh Ayin Amutol Le'akum, La'al Iknar Lesud HaShabbos, B'moikum, Shubesfiri, Demutol Amir Le'akum, Afilu B'loch Gmur, B'moikum Mitzvah. שעל פי זה נוע גורם אם לאוקל לצוויס לאקום לאלק נגרס לצריך סוטה בפרס חסן ויש לאחלו ומוקים שאין צריך גודל דורו בפויסים חולקים על סבור הזו משלבו במסדר ושלום מח מרב לצריך גודל And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we call him Mutar Lemar Lein Yudi Letaken as Eiru Sheizkalkel B'Shabbos Sheyavohu Rami De Mikshe Kedai Bala Hitu Lismech Olav Lehatr Shavus De Amir Afilu Mar Kelo Chodei Reis Vakum Mitzvah De Rami And for sure that is the shahar that will bring us later what happens in yeshivas the light goes off in the shul the light goes off you allow me not allow that is the most negeh shahar I said it a couple of times Lo Chashir Vom Shazan Oyobach We'll say all in all that Zalman Rebbe said, when you learn halacha, if you want to become you have halacha, it's not enough. Like, what is the case with Tzarech Rabin? Well, this goes maybe if a big Shabbos is a Tzarech Rabin, a big Shalom Zach is a Tzarech Rabin, yeah, the Tish is a Tzarech Rabin. But what for sure is the Tzarech Rabin is, a yeshiva, you're sitting here learning, and the light goes off. You allow the Tzarech Rabin to fix it or not? Tzarech Rabin, Tzarech Mitzvah. Well, see, maybe it's a heter mitzvah slav lehenes nidra. So then what is the problem? You're learning. Mitzvah slav lehenes nidra. So that is the noise of all when we come into the halachas. We spoke out that chutz from the isur amira le'aku. Now we said you're allowed to be amira b'derech remez. There's an isur osur lehenes mimaisa akum b'shabes. Even if you didn't tell him, the guy comes and puts on the light in the house, you're not allowed to use the light. So the question is, even if I'm telling him the remez to put on the light, but I can't enjoy the light. That is problem number two. Problem number three is another halacha. When a guy comes to your house and wants to do a halacha, you have to tell him to stop. Chiyuv mechor. So how we fit all of these three halachas? Every time when we want to do a halacha on Shabbos, we have to go over three things. How I'm telling the guy that I'm not nerdy from the halacha, and why I'm not screaming at him to stop. And the Mishnah Berurah really asks the kasha sometimes, and he says, now, we'll see in a second the answer. In the Isur HaNoe is a halacha that if you're allowed to be nene anyway, if you're nene anyway, you have a candle in the room anyways, even that you can read like mamish, I was talking about Blad Gemara takes 10 minutes to read, with this light takes you 12 minutes to read. You're allowed to add a light. You're allowed to be nene from the light that he adds. Because you could be nene anyways. We started to speak last week about air conditioners. And again, I want to go over details and details and details, and we'll cover everything. But we know that if it's one light, I'm allowed to add a light. But the first light I can't read, so if he adds a light, I'm not allowed to read in the second light, because he added to me to read. But if I could read, just I can't read properly, if he adds a light, I'm allowed to be nene from the light. We said if I have an air condition, I'm allowed to tell him to add another air condition. So the question was, the Olam was asking here, so if I don't have air condition, I have air. So he's adding air. So how we measure it? So the Baruch Shabbos time, this is a little bit against the Shmiras Shabbos. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says if you thought the guy did the yeshua, but he didn't spitz it yet. You know, it's ganz fine, but it's not like mamash. Like, you know, when you dance, it doesn't make the noise that you needed to do. Yeah, if he finishes it in Shabbos, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos because you could wear the shoe anyways. It's a shame. What if the guy polished your shoes in Shabbos? So he's not allowed to wear your shoes in Shabbos. Well, I stayed once by the house. The morning you wake up, they polish your shoes. Shabbos morning, you know, it was raining. Shabbos morning, all the shoes were polished.
It was still a shoe beforehand.
What? Well,
before the polish, it was still a shoe.
Oh, right, so this is the question. Before the air conditioner was here. So, and Shmir Shabbos Gilchos says you're allowed to. Like you. Why Shmir Shabbos you are wrong? My Rebbe, why? Don't go to Shabbos along this. We have to know if he's right. Abli Neder will try to see it later. He says like this: that everything in the world, Moshe, ask the Kashi, the Goy is rinsing the floor. I'm allowed to enjoy the floor that he's rinsing. What? It was dirty. Now it's clean. We'll see later what it means to enjoy the floor. Moshe, I like to crawl. Yeah, I'm allowed to enjoy the floor or not? The Maisa could have been on the floor before also, right? No, you're not allowed. Why? What is the difference? says, when the melocha of the goy is a proper melocha, that what he did to you. He gave you polished shoes that are polished. Before they were not polished. This is what you needed to polish the shoes. The moshel. If you gave it the moshel to the guy to polish, you're going to the airport, you gave it to the guy to polish, but he didn't finish it completely. You go in the house and like to, you know, make it the shine in there, like the glands. You're allowed to. Because it's already polished. Every shoe is bechefze polished. Every floor is a floor. That is the small of Dorcha Shabbos. It makes sense. And b'meile, we will have to be magdi when yes or when not. Till he brings down from his Rebbe, Dorcha Shabbos, that was his Rebbe, that what if there's no light in the room, but there's lights outside? Everyone says, if he adds light, if anyone could read, it doesn't make a difference. There's no lights here. He bought lights. Okay, that is really taking it to the next level. Again, I especially bought it. We'll go over cases, but again, Isur Amir, Isur Anoe, Chiyuv Mechol. Now, why am I saying all these cases on the floor? He wants to bring a chumrah. In my days, I mean, when the guys that were in charge of the kitchen were Talmid for my shit. Okay, the guy in charge of the kitchen is not my Talmid, so I don't know exactly what they do. But the Moshe, the Shabbat, the guy in the kitchen has to cut the tablecloth before Shabbos and I could use the tablecloth if it's not cut. I could use it. So, the Shabbos has its own, maybe I'm not allowed. The Melocha is cutting. He's not adding on the tablecloth. Is that what I'm saying? What?
You can do it before Shabbos. For him, it was more convenient to wait till Shabbos.
Okay, we'll see who said that they have such a thing. We'll see that header that he could. The Shabbos holds that even if you could have done it before Shabbos, it's convenient later, you're not allowed to. If you thought they were going to put on the light before Shabbos and he didn't have time to do it, you're not allowed to use it if he opened it in Shabbos. That's what he times. But we'll get to that. If you come from another header, then we'll get later to that header. So again, we'll have to see. We have cases that we have in Aloha and we have to Madame Emil Salamis. But again, the club. Amire Hanoi Mechol. Now, here became a big machlokes in between Reb Eliashiv, Chatzi Reb Shlomo Zalman, and Kol HaPoskim. All the Poskim say, Shchon Aruch says, you're allowed to do a Melocha. But the Amire, you're allowed to tell a goy ber Amire, ber Remez, Shaloi Bederech Tzivu. But in condition that there's no anoy, and there's no chiyuv mechoy. So the problem is, you're right. So the moshe, the cases that are clear that I'm not having anoy is if I can't fall asleep and I tell the guy it's light, I can't fall asleep. So when he shuts it, I'm not nenef from the dark. He didn't bring the dark. Or the moshe was boiling hot. I can't sleep. It's so hot. So he closed the oven. He closed the radiators. He closed the air conditioner. Was blowing out hot air. So now cold air came in. There's a gosh. He just took away the mafrim. It's called melecha siluk. Melecha siluk. So then there's no isur anoy. You see, if Melechas Siluk means to open a door, an electric door in Shabbos, it's called Melechas Siluk, it's Melechas Ano. But we'll get to that point. So again, we have Isur Amire Beremez Yolav. We're not allowed to be Nene. So I have an Eitzah, how to shut the light. Why? I'm telling him I can't fall asleep. Amire Remez Shaloi Bederech Tzivui. It's no Hanoe. Why is no Hanoe? Because it's only that the light is not here. B'meile, I'm allowed to. But l'chur, we took care of Isur Amire, I told him I can't fall asleep. We took care of Isur Anoe, that I'm only telling him I can't fall asleep. But I'm not allowed to tell him I can't read. Because then, But you're right that it's not Amire, but I'm never from the light. So this is the klal of the Shmirah Shabbos and the Mishnah Berurah, to tell him I can't fall asleep, I'm allowed to. To tell him I can't read, I'm not allowed to. The Shai says, where is the Chiyuv Mechorah? So, Rebbe Eliashiv and his Beis Medrash hold, you're not allowed to tell him that I can't fall asleep. It's a Chiyuv Mechorah. It's a Chiyuv Mechorah. So what are the cases? So we can go over. So the Etzem of Neuvel was busy speaking to this Rav Shlomo Zalman before he was Nifter. And after he was Nifter, he sent to his son, Rav Auerbach, a letter. And Rav Auerbach from Tveria answers him. Hine michtove kibalti. Rotzitzi lishtamet milehoshiv. I didn't want to answer you. Ki mi ani to stand and mock him, my father. That you asked your father, my father, these questions before he died. Tarek v'terosu zocho l'shimusha ula yaisa mimedi. Im yesh li sfekes atzor yayin begilot. Zchosh v'yin Yerushalayim. Then I realized, if I don't answer you, you think I am ignoring you. So I will not answer you. Chiyuv mechoe is on things that people don't do without permission in someone else's house. For example, no one shuts someone else's light. But you know when people do shut? But when everyone leaves the room, right, in the last one, sometimes you were shut. Tolu velche house. That you're allowed to. He says, the case of the Mishnah Berurah was, he says like this. A person had a candle, and we spoke last week, he told him, clean the nose. It had like a little bit ashes in it. The example he gives, you walk in the street and you see a feather in someone's suit. You take it off? Oh yes, excuse me, please, sir. I could take off your suit. But I'm not saying that if you will see a guy, you go over and take off. Yeah? But if you stand near a friend of yours, not a friend, you take it off. So is melochas that people do without permission by someone else. There is no chiyuv mechoah. So this is the reason he says, lehadlik ner shel bal habayis, or shemen shel bal habayis. You don't light someone else's light. And a lot of times, it's true, yeah? You walk in with people to someone else's house, yeah, and it's dark. The first one that walks in puts on the light. You know that these kind of positions? It's totally the matzah. He says, in that place, there's no chiyuv mechoah. I'll give you an example. A kuladik example. I was a lot of times in the simcha, the oilam are dancing, yeah? And the light goes off at a mistake. You go over to the Baal Habayis, you let me to put it back on, or you press it? Hey, got it, you say, no, this is the normal thing. So in that position, if we'll be a guy in the house that will press the button back, you're allowed to be nana, even that he did it for the oilam in the room. Again, Lo yitzuyo lemosho. There's no light. You're not allowed to be there. Aber the chiyuv mechoe. So here is the two shittas. Why don't we close? We have isu amira le'akum. So we can't tell a goy to do a malochi, but we could tell him a remes shaloi b'darech tziv. Then we have isu anoe, and then we have a chiyuv mechoe. So for isu anoe, we said, okay, I will not tell him to put on an air condition. I will not tell him to put on a light, but I will tell him I can't sleep, I'm freezing cold. So I took care of the Isur Anoy, but what with the Chiyuv Mechor? So the Shmirah Shabbos wants to say that where is no Isur Anoy, is no Chiyuv Mechor. So I'm allowed to merames to shut the light, I'm allowed to merames to shut the air condition. Rebbe Eliashiv learns no. Even when there's no Isur Anoy, it's Chiyuv Mechor. So one of the cases that is no chiyuv mechoe is when people would do it naturally. For example, if someone put on the light in a place that the light doesn't have to be on, you shut it right away. are little things. If you have such cases. So these are ba'etzim the machleikis. Rav Neimet says, Rav Shmuel Zalman told him that you're allowed to a remes shalei b'derech tzivui on his no anoa, his no chiyuv mechoy. And Rav Eliashiv wanted to be machleik about it. Only in cases that people will do it without permission. And the mocker for the Shem Zalman is Mashmer Shukhno Charav and the Chayodom. And this we said last week, Rayis even to that Yisrael. Now, Legabi Isur Anoe, came Rebbe Eliashiv and said, what would be the motion if you're learning in the yeshiva? I said, again, soon we'll start to go over the halach. So you're learning in the yeshiva and there is a yeshiva deer. Is from the Mekilim, and when the light went off, he said that you're allowed to tell the guy to put it out. So the guy put on the light. Now you're a bacher in the yeshiva, you're allowed to learn on the light or not? You don't think it's a rabbi, you know, there's only two bachers there, anyways. Not learning, the rest are talking, yeah? And you don't think it's so tzorich mitzvah that yeshiva, yeah? No, but you want to learn, you're learning Yevamos, you have to chazer, little Shabbos. Zot Rebbe Eliashiv, you're allowed. While he was soymech on the shittes that you're allowed to, there's a big kula. Now, there's another couple of teirim, and we'll see them keseder, that is called Shvus de Shvus Bemokim Mitzvah. You're allowed to tell a goy to do a meloche, shvus de shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Lemosho. There's no sidurim in the shul. We need them to get to the shul nearby. And it's only karmelis. You're allowed to tell the goy to bring them. It's meloche de rabbonim.
You have to try the hint?
Or? No, you don't have to try the hint. Shvus de shvus b'mokim mitzvah, you're allowed to. The marshal. Here, a lot of poiskim will come into the knechim. And this is, I know, I don't like the people that get kulas in the shir, but here we have to know. The marshal, the light goes off in the yeshiva. So you want to matir, amir le'nochi le'tzorech mitzvah. Tzorech gol, the whole yeshiva, 5,000 bochim, a learning shtar, lel Shabbos, they need to learn to 4 o'clock in the morning, tzorech mitzvah, you want to be matir. But it's a machlekes. So you have an answer. You tell the guy, switch it with your elbow. What melacha the guy will do if he does it with his elbow? The rabbon. Shvus de shvus, mokim mitzvah is mutter. So a lot of people are matter it. Or at least if you have to do that and you're not sure if it's a mitzvah or not, listen, be smart. Don't be stupid. And tell the goy b'derech remes that there's no light. So then you can't tell him there's no light elbow. Yeah. Better to tell him put it out with your elbow. From telling him there's no light. Now the shiloh will be beseder. So if it's shvus the shvus, the mokim mitzvah, you're allowed to be nene. You know everything is mutter.
What is it better?
Because if you not soy mechande shvus the shvus. So then, could be Zechir Mechor, could be Yisur Anor. If he made Shvus the Shvus, became Mutter. Now, not only that. We'll see later. And again, I especially want to go over the Seder HaLochas, but if we know the Klolim, Shvus the Shvus is also Mukar B'mokim Tzal. I know, B'mele, think yourself about air conditions. Yeah? The mokum tsar godl, mokum choyli, kot, the moshel, even Amir Laakum was mutter. They were not goys of the mokum choyli. If you have a choyli, you're allowed to tell the goy to do everything in Shabbos. Tzolchei Ketanim that they really needed mamash with the freezing cold and these kind of things is mutter. Hakol choylim etzel tzina. If it's freezing cold, you're allowed to tell the goy to put on the heating. Some poskim hold when it's very hot, especially in our generation, that people are very spoiled. It's also like mokom choyli, and you're allowed to be matir to tell the goy to put on the air conditioning. Again, could be if you tell him to do it b'shinu, you're gaining much more. A question will be in the next quiz.
Ano is mutter?
What? Ano is mutter. Shvuz the shvuz of mokim mitzvah is mutter. The Moshe here is not mokim mitzvah. So be'etzem, by telling the goy to put on the air conditioning b'shinu, it's nasim. It's a little bit maybe shvuz the shvuz of mokim tzah. Because b'mokim choyli could be heat is not choyli. But for sure it's a shtikl tzah. Now, as a halacha, that is very nagar. I remember before the Petil of Shmir Shabbos, he was busy speaking to me about it. I don't remember exactly what came up. You're staying in a hotel for Shabbos. Now, you're a choshev yid, other choshev shiva, other choshev businessman, and pasnish to eat with the people together. This is the reason I said the first option, I know the second one. Maybe they want to eat with everyone together. Now, you want your food to be delivered to you to the 11th floor. How it gets there. That's what you do. You tell the guy, please send us the food to the room, right? How it gets up to the room. Who brings it up to the room? There's no drone that brings it up yet, yeah? So a guy brings it up. How he gets up? He's using an elevator. So you're allowed to tell him?
Yeah.
What?
He's going to have to make you how he gets up.
Because he could do it better, doesn't make a difference to you. So Shmishara says, what would be if you're in the floor 38? He said, dear, it's also, because it's considered you told to go in the elevator, especially he's not mechuyev to go up the steps.
So what's together?
10th floor, 11th floor, yeah, I don't
know. Bring up tons of food. Expect him to
work. Right? He says, if you cannot accept him, you're not allowed to ask even to
one floor.
One floor, yes. Second floor, third floor, yes.
What about getting into the room with the key?
Okay, then we'll get to that. That is another shot of how to get into the room. But you're in the room anyway, so somehow is a way to get in, yeah?
What if you want the food right away?
If you tell him right away, it's awesome.
One as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, if it means...
You can tell him that.
If you say as soon as possible, and it means that he has to use the elevator, you're not allowed to.
So if you give him time as soon as possible, so you want it as soon as possible. So you're being nennif of the fact that he...
No, that doesn't make a difference. Vali had a heter. So now comes the butchacher and wants to say a kula, and again, we're not using it. We'll have to see the halachas inside. Be'etzem, every time when I tell the goy to put on the air condition, the tzerich mitzvah, I'm allowed to. Why? Because the guy could do it b'shinui. If I tell the guy, it's put on the air conditioning, he could do it b'shinui. So, here it's a bit, but for sure, I'll get back to that. I don't want to use the method. But if I tell him to put on the air conditioning with his elbow and he puts it with his finger, it's okay. This is what I want to come out. I give to the guy, please put on the air conditioner with the elbow. Like this. He goes, he puts on the buttons. It's no problem. Because I was allowed to tell him to put on the air conditioner with his elbow. Even that he did it with his finger, I'm allowed to.
It wasn't Beheter. It's still Bashir. I'm saying there's a difference between Beheter
and Bashir. No. That we're trying to explain. If Luyetsuya, I'm telling the guy to bring me food, and he brings it with the elevator, I'll be also, even that he couldn't go to the steps, so this here will also be a problem. There is two kulas. One kula is that I'm allowed to tell him even that he will use it. That. Now, as another heter, Rabbi Nutam was soimech, and what a beef lemoshal, I want to eat a cake. To get the cake from that house to this house, melocha d'oraisa. But I really could eat the cake in the other place. Now, I'm not allowed to tell the guy to bring it to me. But the guy bought it to me, I'm allowed to eat it or not? Get the longest. Why am I allowed to eat it? Because I could eat this cake anyway today in Shabbos. Where's the nafkemina? So if I'm allowed to eat the cake, so could be the remes. We don't have the answer yet. Or else the isur anoe the remes I will have a heter. Because at samire I told him I need cake. And at isur anoe while I could eat the cake in the other room, I'm allowed to.
What? But the fact
that
you
don't
know, the fact
that
you could eat it
here,
that's not
possible. That is the same, but I know
he's
eating the cake.
But eating it here?
Doesn't make a difference.
It's
what? Say it, but that is not a malach. Well, I don't have to walk. That is, I'm not learning from his mice. Moshe, I'm allowed to tell a goy, rinse the dishes. Even that he will use hot water and Shabbos to rinse the dishes. Now, if I'm his boss, and if he rinses it with cold water, I yell at him, so then I'm not allowed to tell him to rinse, even if I didn't tell him hot water. Because that means hot water. Now, from the Isur HaNoe, we'll give you another example that is very negeya. The suitcase was delivered in Shabbos. Yeah? What happens with the cloud? You arrive Friday morning, there's no suitcase, and it comes over in Shabbos. You're allowed to be using it or not? The answer is no. Because the guy did it for you?
He's anyway coming to the area for something else.
No. He's not coming anyway.
He's not coming.
No. He's coming. He has to bring it to me. So Yisrael Vakum is also. Only if Yisrael Vakum.
It's a Goyish airline. He's doing it off the airline.
He's doing it for the airline, but he's bring it to me. He's bringing it to me in Shabbos. If the Moshel, he's delivering, and something comes in the middle of Shabbos, is easier. But when I have a suitcase, he needs to give it to me. He doesn't need to know I'm a Yid. They need to bring the suitcase to me. The earliest that they could. I need it now. When they're a delivery company, they could deliver when they want. So then a lot of people say it's called a Daita de Nafshei. But if he delivered it for me, so I'm Nene for Maisa Shabbos. A guy did for me a Maisa, I'm not allowed to be Nene in Shabbos. So maybe I can't be Nene in Shabbos. So I want to go over a little bit of the Alochas. And we'll see now the Alochas, and if he the Seder, if he the Klonim that we explained, and we'll try a little bit to follow some of the Alochas. Frizzy has Kitzur. I'm learning the Seder of the Orech Shabbos in Perek Chof Gimel, and you'll see, you'll understand the Shittas. Frizzy has a Kitzur, and then he has the Alochas. Also, Chazal, Loi Malenochi Lasis Malocha B'Shabbos. Say if you tell him weekday to do in Shabbos to do after Shabbos is Amir. Lemosha. I'm not allowed to tell a guy in Shabbos, do a Malocha after Shabbos. But I'm allowed to tell him Beremes to do after Shabbos. Why? Because Beremes is no Mimtzoch Hefzachot. Because the Dibur is not a Dibur Shal Shabbos. And after Shabbos is no Issur that the Goy is doing a Melacha for me. But I'm not allowed to tell him Beremes before Shabbos to do a Melacha on Shabbos. Then it brings down a goy that lights him a lot. So first Isur is Isur Amire, second Klal Isur Anoe, and Chiyuv Mechot. Gam ha-etar shel remez toli b'der shoynes. Yisroel ha-roi enochi abo lehadlik avur ha-oyu. V'mokim sheyesh kvar oyu. There's a little bit light, and the goy is coming to add light. You're allowed to, and he does it on his own. I have to do a mechor or not? If you want to learn, I have to do a mechor or not? I have light. I'm sitting in the Shalom Zocher. Forget about that on mitzvah now. The light went off. The guy wants to put on the light.
No, should I say no? Because no one
acts. So Shmuzan will say, yes. And will say, no. Kosva poiskim, she'ein tzoruch limchis biyodei. אבל המלוך הנאס בבייסה של ישראל וכן המינוק ויש פה עסקי זמננו שנסתלקו ביתר זו ולדייתום אפשר שצורך למחוס This is the מינוק הזה כרבשו מזלמן אבל יש פה עסקי זמננו אגב נוכרי אבו לך בו ישאויר כוספו הפועסקים שאין צורך למחוס וכן המינוק ויש מפה עסקי זמננו שנסתלקו בזה That I'm just in that time, but these are the two shittas that are following. So this is when the guy comes to do himself to tell him to do. You're allowed to tell him or not? You're allowed to. When you need someone to the guy to make a remes. So this is now Ocher Shabbos. Shaloi lo marbo lebeisi b'derech tzivui. Mishum she'etzem abo lebeisi ne'achshav keremez derech tzivui. But, Mishum Zaman HaRebo said that the meaning is that you're allowed to tell him to come to the house. Mutar lo imo lenochi lazaz melochi letzori choyle. Afilu choyle she'em b'isakone. You're allowed to. He tiru a poiskin lemo le nochi laz me lochi de rabonu le tzorich mitzvah. And we mokim have some moment meruba, we mokim tzar. Tzorich mitzvah, have some moment mokim tzar. Now, le moshe. Electricity went off in the house. You're allowed to tell the guy to put on a switch and the whole house will go up? Or you first have to shut off all the other lights? You're allowed to. Now, one of the main shailas that are in the poiskis manenu are, happens in every second house, you forget to shut the light in the fridge and showers. Never happened to you? The worst thing is it happens and you figure it out when you open it, yeah? What do? You're allowed to or you're not allowed to tell a guy? Well, not silly, he's putting on a light.
No,
oh,
he's turning it off.
He's turning it off.
What kind of light is it? No, you're speaking after the door is open to tell the turn of the bulb, you're allowed to. But to take out the plug, you're allowed to. I'm saying, there is. Shai, you're allowed to tell him to open the door.
What kind of light bulb is it?
Oh, so what?
What kind of light bulb is it? Is it incandescent?
I'm saying, that one's because maybe light is not a Yisrael Bichlav. Maybe also we have cars that are mutar and shop. Say it. Well, this guy's not, you're right. Maybe some of the lights are only today, maybe the lights that are bonnet. You're right.
You can unplug the fridge, that's right. Then unscrew the bulb.
Right. You can tell them that, but then you can't tell them to replug it.
I realize.
What?
I realize.
It doesn't help. Because you're not allowed to be netted.
To do the whole holding the buttons till it shuts off for Shabbos mode.
What?
There are many fridges now that are made that you press a certain button and it turns on Shabbos mode that the light won't go on.
So if you're allowed to tell the guy after you open it to press that button?
No, before he opens it, before it's open, to press
I'm sure it changes the electricity system.
Right.
So then you're not allowed. I have to tell the guy to press it.
To tell the guy to press it, you don't care about the little symbol that goes on Shabbos mode, but the light now won't go on.
Imagine if you don't care, you care. You want, if it doesn't work, you don't go back to the company.
Yeah, but I don't need the
light. No, that so that's another shot. Some people, I don't need the light in the fridge. Marshall, to tell the guy to open the fridge and they close their eyes.
I'm saying that
the
symbol. I don't need the
Shabbos symbol
to go on.
Mask. What?
Or the light.
Or the light. You want the Shabbos mode to go on that later it'll be working. You want it to work on Shabbos more, but could be, I don't need it now, Because I'm mena anyways.
He's saying that the light, the little light that says Shabbos mode.
That you need.
He needs the Shabbos mode. He doesn't need the thing to say Shabbos mode.
You don't need the light in the fridge also in Shabbos. It's day. I don't need the light dafka. But that is the system that they have light working. So now, let me this. And the light is coupled. we'll see in a second the psak. We'll try to get to today. There's one shiny that is grom. And I'll give you the example. You want to wash dishes. So, okay, you're not allowed to use water that was warm than Shabbos, but forget about using the problem of using the water that was warm than Shabbos. You want to turn off the pool in the hot water. You're telling him to rinse the dishes with hot water. Now he puts on the hot tap, and when hot water comes out, what is that there? Because new water comes in. That is gum. Happened to me, I was in a place, Shabbos once, I was in a Zastera, staying at a Zastera for Shabbos. And it was like in the bathroom, we have these pipes, you know, that clean, they clean you. And they had like a Zaf, one of my kids opened it, and no one realized, just, you know, the water was spitting on the ceiling. And everyone was sure that it's like a water is coming down from the ceiling. I was staying with someone for Shabbos. I took over the apartment. When I came back from davening, it was like 5-inch water all over the house. No one knew from where it's coming. It took time till they figured that the kid opened the thing and the water is spitting from the ceiling and coming down. And it went to all the neighbors, and the whole building closed the water. So now, the mice said, the house is full of 5 inches of water. Damaging every second in his house. So what is the Eitzah to do? You get a sponge stick, you go to the porch, and you spritz it out. Right? But downstairs was a beautiful garden. You're allowed to tell him to call a guy to push it out or not? Yes.
Well, I have said.
What? But the Melacha D'Oraisa.
It's a grub.
The Torah says, it's a psikreishe. Even if it's not Isur Amir and a psikreishe to a guy. He's not mechamet to that Melacha. Chazal to the Nasser. It makes sense. What is happening? So in the beginning, Rav Shmuel Auerbach taught, and advised that opening the fridge is like a psikreishe. The light goes up. The guy is not busy opening the light. He doesn't care if it's light or not. Later, Rav Shmuel Zalman felt that a fridge, because the system is that every fridge, the light goes on, this is called pulling out the lights. This is called miskala.
The fridges that lights are already burnt out.
Maybe by Yeshivisha people. Huh? You have to know. I'm asking. Moshe, by freezers is easier. Because not every freezer has a light. Now,
every animal when you cut off its head, it dies.
What?
Every animal when you cut off its head, it dies automatically. Right. So it's the same thing as a fridge.
No. Every psikreisha is like that. The difference. What is the difference in a miskaven to psikreisha? When I and Moshe will take a gun, bullet, I will shoot your head. And I will say, no, I'm just trying to shoot, I'm not trying to kill you. This is not called psikreisha. You're right. And Shalom has a kasha, what is exactly the case of psikreisha? But this is called maybe Eina Miskaven, I'm playing the game. Psikreisha has to do that I'm doing one thing and the other thing is coming out. I'm pulling a bench and I'm not interested to do a crack in the floor. But the crack is happening. I'm allowed to tell the guy, move the bench. The Moshe. I'm allowed to tell the guy sweep the house. Even the Moshe, the Amazon is exaggerated that when you sweep, the Shvuyah Gumet there. He's not Mechavet, the Shvuyah Gumet, no one is Mechavet in that. So that is one Shaila. If what I'm telling him to, that is Motsui and every, I remember when I was in Bnei of Nissan Karelis, they're not let to tell the guy to open the fridge. Now, again, another heter could be if it's a grover. So it's a melacha de rabbanon. The tzerich suda Shabbos shvus de shvus. So be mutter. Or you tell the guy if you could just please open it with your foot. It's a machlekes if it's called shinui or not. Some hold shinui has to be writing in your left hand. opening the fridge in your food is not a shinui, because the melocha is when the door opens, the light goes on. There's no shinui in the melocha. The door is opening, it's the same thing. Shinui has to be a shinui b'chevta. But again, so why I'm saying that, even if the moshav, you'll be in a place and you will decide to be maker to open the fridge, just push the goy to do a shinui. So the melee, now you have to know what's called tzarech mitzvah. To drink a cup of soda during Shabbos afternoon is not called tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech mitzvah is suda Shabbos. Not every little thing in Shabbos. Everything I need in Shabbos is tzarech mitzvah. Elika Shabbos. So not everything is called. But if you're very hot, maybe it's more Shabbos at chag. So again, so you're saying maybe it's a psikresha. Plus, I'm doing it with my foot. So we'll start a little bit to go over the halachas. Cheder shedoylek boi nerech ve'efshar lehenois me'oyre b'doychak osu lema lenochri amira put on a light. But if the nochri wants to do it on his own, you don't have to make a mechot. For example, again, like I said, like Moshe Zalman teaches how to learn Rishav. You're sitting in the Suda, and you have the goy, and he starts to put on the lights in the room. There's no problem. Why? There's a light anyway that is mutar. Not only that, I want to say another halacha, we'll get to it, but because I'm not sure if we'll manage to get to it today. It happens a lot of times in hotels. Yeah, I was now in the summer in Poland. So we took a goyish hotel. They gave us a dining room. We ate the suda. We left. They shut the lights. In the morning, they put them on again. You're allowed to be nana, you're not allowed to be nana.
They only shut it for their own benefit.
They shut it for their own benefit. But they're putting it on, they're putting it on for you. You understand what happened? They shot it for their own benefit. I don't have to make a machot. But they put it on for you?
They really put it on for them because it had to be on for you. They had to have it on for you.
Oh, so if they're wrong that they shut it off, the etzem, they had to keep it on the whole time. And if you would ask them, they would do that. If they're emotional, they're not asking to leave the lights on for the dining room the whole time. So then you're not allowed to be never. But if he was wrong to shut it, now, if he was wrong to shut it, so he's allowed to put it back on, so then, even if he adds more lights later, it's okay. Because the base of the lights, you're allowed to be nene, he's allowed to add lights. But now we're speaking in a regular dir, it's also maybe a bit easier, it's not basic shall be soil, maybe it's a less chiyuv mechor, it's easier. It's his own light, he's allowed to do what he wants. It's only isu anor, but there's no chiyuv mechor. Understand what I'm saying? The basic shall aku. It's easy. It's no chiyuv mechor. So again, I'm in my house, my goita is putting on the light. If I already have a light, there's no chiyuv mechor. Fee most places. Not only that, I'm allowed to make a remes she will add. But I'm only allowed to be nene kolzman the first candle was lighting. But after the first candle goes off, that's awesome. is what he finishes for. Yesh paiskim shel matzrichim mechor. But listen carefully. And here's the gishmak. Again, so if I'm sitting in my dining room and I have light, and the guy is coming to add light, I don't have to make a mechol if you're a shomer. Not only that, I could hint, oh, it's dark today. Lefir Rabbi Yashiv, I have to make a mechol, right? But where's the nafkamina? When I'm in Poland, and I have light, and the guy is coming to add light, valetz beisui shel goy is no chiv mechol. And there's no Yisur HaNoi because I have light. So here Rabbi Yashiv is made and I don't have to make a mechol. Just to explain that Lefir Rabbi Yashiv, so what are all these halachas? No, here's a check. I didn't say I'm nire, I'm allowed to do Amir Derech Remez. There's no Yisur HaNoi because I'm not anyway. Vos mitchiv mechol, it's only bebeisi shel Yisrael. Bebeisi shel Akum, bener shel Akum is no chiv mechol.
Even though you're renting?
Yeah, but I'm not renting the extra light. It's light. He's adding lights. Vali could do it without permission. So maybe if I'm hinting him, you could ask. But if he's not, he decides, oh, why not? We'll put more lights. He doesn't have to ask me. V'yesh peyda 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 v'tzir yolim chiz b'nochi abo lo yisif ner. Ima ner shayich li Yisrael. Here now is what we started to speak about the shoes. Avshim is bad that the mokem matzorich ein tzorich limchus, and we said remez is allowed to. Mikol mokem peomim she'ein melochtoim hukderes ketoisefes, kegoin she'anochi ba lehadlik mazgan o ma'avrer, fan or air condition. Even that you could have stayed in the room without, because the air condition is a nugishmak. But if the air condition is already on and you ask him to add, to make it colder, you're allowed to. Even though when it goes to the other number, yeah, you're allowed to. It brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Shabbos says, if you told the guy to polish your shoes, you're not allowed to wear them to Mosei Shabbos. Ah, you could have worn them without that. I know Shabbos said you're allowed to fix the shoes, but I said before. So he said the same thing, what would be if your clothes got dirty? And the guy rinses it for you in Shabbos. You're allowed to wear it in Shabbos or not? I could wear it with a stain. The Talmud says, no shot. Again, little light, I'm allowed to add a light. But this is the chiluk. And here he says, Im yesh glil shel nylon ha-meshamesh ke-mapa, anochi chotach mapa begodel ha-shulchan, you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. Not everyone agrees. Now in the yeshiva's meal, they cut three layers before Shabbos and they pull it off. Now, some people will want to use what you want to say, that heter, that it's the guy's problem that he didn't get ready before Shabbos. He's chaylik in that heter. He's chaylik in that heter. It's called that the guy is doing it for you, even.
Whether you told him to do it before Shabbos and then he did it on Shabbos. And
even in that, he's machzor.
The same thing as you tell him to do it in the Shabbos.
No. Something else. Now in Shabbos, he can't do it. Too late. Again, forget about you told him. Telling him is not a problem. Chiyum mechor. Yisru anot.
I said, yeshiva, it's much easier for the goy because he has to clean up after. He has a table because he puts everything in the garbage.
What?
In yeshiva, it's much, the goy has to take off and has to clean up after.
So you're saying if he doesn't cut the tablecloth, he poshut, he will not manage to.
The cleaning up is for
the child's. It's complicated for Islam. If the plastic will go over, I don't know how you will serve it between the tables. Could be we'll have to matzav a kule. But I'm saying a lot of poskim hold not like that. A lot of poskim hold not like that because the moshel, toilet paper. Allowed to tell a guy to cut because it also covered up ribs. But even with that, Be'etzim you could use the robe without calling him. Sadir could, even if you tell the guy to cut, could be a snap call. I would not mind mistakes like him. Even that he added. A table cloth, the pshat, before it's cut, you not call the table cloth, yeah? You write that you could eat on this plastic, but you have to know the gedolim. But I'm saying this is what he tied is. That it's not because, and he's right.
If there's a guy who always cuts tablecloths with his, he has a long thumbnail. This actually happens. There's the guy who always cuts tablecloths with his fingernail because he has like
the bismillah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So is that a shinui for him, or since he always does it like that, it's normal?
I think it's a shinui.
In a house with one table, then it would be mutter. We leave the roll at the end and just put a tablecloth on that.
So he wants to say no, because he wants to say that lemaisa that is like polishing the shoes. You can manage the shoes, but they're not polished. The tablecloth is not cut. But again, maybe not. Maybe in a house, in one house that they could really leave it in the side, and it's really easy to say. Now, we'll go to the next halacha. So I'm saying the table cloth is a chum. I remember it was a big argument, lemaisa and yeshiva, I think till today. When I remember then, I told him that he had to tell the guy to come before Shabbos, and the mirror till today. I think they do it also for practical reason. You see every table has four layers, and just after every meal. Kishem she'osu lema l'nochi lasis melocha b'Shabbos, osu likro l'lo v'lebeis. That's what he's machmir. And I asked about the Chemez and we said, Rabbi Shimon Erbach wanted to say that you're allowed. Now, there's a case that Lekula Alme, it's also when I tell him come to the house, and when he comes, he knows exactly what he has to do. Please come. He knows right away what to do.
What if you invited him for a different reason?
That you're allowed. So they said, tell him to come to eat. Drink. Now, the Isur Amira is even with your hands. Same thing. People think that. If your hands are not clear, maybe it's Hanish Lebed. I was about to say. Out of the place, it's Choshevi.
Some guy weren't so smart.
Right. No, so the shaila is, sometimes you're not telling it to put it light, just, there's no light. That it could be a hemish lebedach tzivu, to press on the plug, that is awesome. About to show what happened.
Does it make it lighter if one person calls the guy and the other person?
Yeah. If one person calls the guy, and then the other person gives it to him, it's okay. Right, in a chanan?
So you're not allowed to sit down and learn halacha, so you're lacking with the guy.
L'chu'ura not. Shai, what do you do with a guy that knows the halacha? But again, to tell a guy to put a light for a choyle, for little kids that are scared, or to clean a kid, you're allowed to tell the guy to put on the light. You're allowed to make a remiss to the guy to shut the light. Now, I'll read the aloha of the air condition. Also, learn was the nochi lehalik et amazgal, air condition. But it's very hot. I am in chasitzchok, shedal, kshit. The same way Chazal said, Hakol Choylim Etzel Tzino, Hakol Choylim Etzel Choylim. And there's a big suffix if you medame it or not. For sure, if it's little kids. Now, the Minchas Yitzchok has a tzad that is shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah and b'mokim tzad. He had a tzad that electricity is not a melacha d'oraisa. Chaznish hold on it's a d'oraisa. But again, if it's very hot and you don't want to be sermach that it's b'mokim tzad, but it's very hot, you don't want to be saying that the sheet is that electricity is not namish of melacha d'oraisa. So what is the etzer? No. You don't remember now, you remember, but it's not true. When it's hot, you'll remember. Tell the Lord his elbow. So why I'm saying that? Not telling you to rush to be mati elbow. It's very hot, and some say it's like mokum choyli. Some say it's mokum tzar, and we will look at electricity the rabbonah. Do everything together is to add the elbow. And the male, you will have a head. So I'm saying the minor to know the klolim are is a lot of times you need to metzalef. So the washroom, but it's freezing cold. Hakul choyim mitzvotzina. Hakul choyim mitzvotzina. So you're allowed to put on the heating. Someone is very sick and it's really hot, very. Also, hot and choyim is choyim. And you have the matzah in between. So then, you know to put these things together. The moshe, if a car's alarm goes on, you're allowed to merames the guy to shut the car alarm. Why? I'm not enjoying the quiet. So, well, there's no problem.
It's not a siluk.
What?
It's not a siluk. It's taking away.
Yeah, the siluk is a siluk. Well, I'm allowed
to. Kuli Alma, you could have a shinya by air conditioner?
I said again, I'm only using the valve. We'll get later. If we're using the shinu every time when we have to be mitzalif.
It's called a shinu?
What?
Right, but
we're allowed to go to do melacha b'remes. Remes shaloi b'derech tzivui, when it's not meleches hano. What? We said when it's no hano, we pass and there's no chiyu mechot. If you're a b'li yashiv, won't be a problem. But this is the reason that could be, if it's not your car, you could tell it, because it's not doing a your zach. She's not mechuyev to be moicha. It's not basis of Yisrael.
You'll ask your friend to test the guy. Therefore, will be a mecha.
What?
You'll ask your friend to. Therefore, will be a mecha. Ask your neighbor to ask the guy.
No, I'm not sure. But he wants to say a kula. Now, the big question is, and I don't understand why, but this is what they pass. Okay, the guy comes and he wants to shut the car. Right? You tell him, no one can sleep here. So what the guy does? We're in 2017, right? What the guy does? Takes a hammer, breaks the car. So what he does?
Takes the keys.
What?
The keys.
The mold, right? Yeah. Someone has to tell him where's the mold, right? It's Mishkan Navi. The Dutch guy is not hanging outside the car, right? Just hanging out of the car, literally the car will not be there. You know, you don't need an alarm, yeah? So what do you do? He says, you tell him the noise is disturbing, and he starts, and you show him where is the mold. He says it's not called a tzibur. Now, it doesn't make sense. Umuto la'aruz v'esaklisha al yodim v'naskim et ha'azaka, in Hebrew they call it shalat. Brackets. She'en ze goyim la remize shlo lichoshev ke'en tzivu lenatek. So I think if he comes, and before you tell him about the noise, you come and you tell him, so you mean press the button. And I can't sleep. And you show him where it is, again, it's very hard for me to understand exactly, but like we spoke last year, that we're not talking about a stupid guy. When you tell him I can't sleep, he understands you want him to close. But you did not tell him in your words of the tzivui. So when you come and tell him, so you're telling him, press that button, that is a problem. Tell him, there's noise. Starts to look. So you tell him it's here. It's noise, no, so he says, no, where it is. It's here. Why? It's Megeh came out in every house. When you need to shut the light. So sometimes you just go to the button to shut the light. Sometimes you need to shut the air conditioning, you need to shut also the mold. Where to shut? It's freezing here. No, it's forget freezing. It's very hot. Very hot in the water. Much of this room, yeah? It's going to be very hot, and you know you need keys and things to get to the place, right? So you think it's very hot. He says, no, it's very hot. So you tell him in that box. But the tzivui, again, if you're asking me, if someone would say you're not allowed to, I will understand it, b'shoifi. He wants the paskin that you're allowed to. It's really late, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, open the door.
Where's the light?
Not for sure.